Hey, everybody, before we get into the show, I wanted to let you know we've got another live show coming up. We will be back at Maya Cinemas on Thursday, May 23rd for Furiosa, the latest in the Mad Max series. We are so excited for this one. Joining me to talk about it, we've got Sam Novak, Shahab Zargari, and Tony Gonzalez, a great lineup. It's going to be an awesome movie. We are so excited to talk about it. So make sure to check the show notes. There are opportunities to win tickets. You can also buy tickets, and we hope to see you there Thursday, May 23rd, 6 p.m. at Maya Cinemas for Furiosa. Welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are talking about Infested, and I will try my best to keep it together because I got to tell you, I said this in my Letterboxd review. This is the first time I have ever screamed during a movie before. That's how much this freaked me out. It's a spider-based horror movie from director Sebastian Vanekek, who is actually going to be doing the next Evil Dead movie. We'll talk about that a little bit during the conversation. But yeah, this thing creeped me out. It is out on Shudder right now. You should watch it if you want to get scared. Joining me to talk about it is Arthur Howell from Two Cents Critic. We have a great conversation, lots of great puzzle pieces to get into. And before we get to it, I do want to remind you, as always, to make sure you are subscribed to Piecing It Together wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about here on the show. And with that said, let's get to our conversation about Infested. All right, this one's going to be tough because I know me and my guests both had a lot of trouble getting through all these bugs and spiders and stuff, but we're going to talk about Infested, and joining me is Arthur Howell from Two Cents Critic. Arthur, how are you doing?
Great, I'm doing great. It's funny, you know, this movie to talk about because, like, I'm not completely arachnophobic, but I do have some arachnophobia, and even to this day, spiders, like, I appreciate their place in our world on our earth, but they give me some creepy quality.
They are just absolutely horrific, honestly. Like, I don't know if I would even say I appreciate their place, although I guess I do because I also am scared of bugs and they eat bugs. So, you know, I guess you're right. They do serve their place, but that doesn't make them any less creepy. Yeah. Let's put it that way. It's funny. I think this is kind of the first spider or bug related episode I've ever done. I'm trying to think back if there's been another one, but I don't think so. And so it's going to be interesting to see what we end up getting to. But before we get too deep into Infested, it is your first time on the show. Tell my listeners a little about you and what you do.
Well, I'm Arthur. I'm the host of Two Cents Critic, and that is a podcast where I do reviews and recaps of books, movies, and TV shows with a whole ton of special guests. And I've been doing that podcast for a bit over 3 years now. I just hit that 3-year anniversary, mm-hmm. So that was quite an event. And so nice. Starting the podcasting game, just continuing to roll out the episodes and be part of the podcasting community.
Right on, right on. Well, for this movie, was this one that had been like kind of on your radar beforehand? Was it just like, oh, this looks creepy as hell because of the bugs? Or was it like, how did you find out about it?
So I found out about it. I feel like it was happening alongside Sting because I seen the promo for Sting online and on Twitter. Sure. And then I saw this, the promo for this also online and on Twitter and for Shudder. And so then when I'm hearing about Infested along with Sting, it's like, okay, spider related horror, keep that on my in my mind, keep it on my watch list.
Sure.
And then I end up bumping it up to watch list specifically for the podcast. But in general, like, I would have gotten around to this anyways, because again, it's on Shudder and I always love using Shudder.
Yeah. Yeah, Shudder is great.
Good old underseen movie theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's funny, you know, I actually haven't gotten a chance to see Sting yet. I do want to watch that. I heard it's a lot more comedic and, you know, definitely takes like a more fun approach versus actually like horrific like Infested does. But I do want to see that one. And it's funny, we're getting a lot of this happening lately. We just had Immaculate and The First Omen, yeah. And we just had Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and Godzilla X Kong, which both deal with beasts that freeze stuff, you know? Like, we're getting a lot of these double ups, kind of like the old Deep Impact Armageddon thing. It's in the air right now, I guess. And I think that there's a couple more coming out later this year that are like these double ups like that. And I don't know, when that happens in the world of movies, it's always an interesting little coincidence. But it's cool that these two have a different kind of tone, where that one's more comedic. And I'm really looking forward to watching that. This was much more serious, but also a lot of fun if you're into getting scared shitless by spiders. But anyway, let's start getting into some puzzle pieces here. What do you have for your first puzzle piece?
For me, my first pick is going to be Critters 3, which I'm picking that because of the apartment complex connection. And Critters 3, by the way, I want to say that I saw that for the first time last year. It was part of a Discord watch party, and that was a fun time. Actually, it was the first ever Critters movie I had seen.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment complex, and these little beasts, these little creatures that are running around the whole building, causing trouble and killing people along the way. So that's my first pick there. And also notable that Leonardo DiCaprio is in that movie, a very young version of him. And it's funny how like he was a good actor even when he was a teenager, which is good to see. But yeah, Critters 3.
Wow, I didn't realize that he was in that. That's crazy. I wonder if I saw that one, because I know I saw at least one or two or maybe three of the Critters movies back in high school. But it has been, you know, decades since I've seen any of them. So that's interesting that was one of those, like, let's bring the horror to an apartment building kind of movies, which, you know, speaking of which, I'll just jump right on top of that. We do know that this director, Sebastian Vanacek, has been tapped to do the next Evil Dead movie. And one of the first things I thought of this was Evil Dead Rise from last year, which took the idea of deadites and let's put them in an apartment building. And while maybe it's a little, you know, too new to actually have been an influence on this movie, it certainly came to mind in the idea of taking the classic spider horror movie and taking it out of maybe like a suburban house. I don't know if that'll come up in any puzzle pieces or, you know, any other kind of environment where you might have like the creepy crawlies, and putting it in an apartment building. And it makes so much sense in an apartment building because, you know, there's rooms above you, there's rooms to the side of you, anything could be crawling through the walls. There's so many areas to get the scares and the frights and the thrills and everything that goes along with any kind of creature horror. So it made a lot of sense for Evil Dead Rise. It makes a lot of sense here for Infested. And there's some things that they, you know, do with the environment here in Infested that I thought was really great. Like stuff like the timer light, which is, you know, a fixture of any apartment building. Yeah. That was like a really great little clever creepy thing. And I feel like Evil Dead Rise had fun with stuff like that too, with like you know, the peephole, using that to great advantage, or the elevators and you know, elevator shafts and stuff like that. So yeah, just like with Critters 3 bringing it to an apartment building, Evil Dead Rise I thought was the first one I wanted to bring up.
Definitely. And it's appropriate that you did that, because my next puzzle piece, I'll just add on top to that, because my next puzzle piece is Evil Dead Rise as well.
Okay.
Which I had seen last year, and that was a fun, gory time. I do think it's notable how that movie, Evil Dead Rise, it tends to take place, if I recall correctly, the majority of it is on one level of a building, whereas Infested is really spread throughout a lot of the building, not just one level, but more areas of the building. So I do find that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
An interesting difference there. But yeah, Evil Dead Rise, that was, again, a fun, gory time. And I really find it interesting how it's just a very interesting connection about the director of Infested, now he's going to be helming another Evil Dead movie. And I do, like, considering what he was able to do with Infested, I am intrigued to see how he'll handle the next, you know, his own Evil Dead movie, which also is a writer.
Yeah.
Because he also co-wrote Infested with another writer, and the other writer will be on what was the Evil Dead movie as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because just the other day they announced they're doing another new Evil Dead movie with another director, and I'm curious to see if maybe because, like, the Evil Dead series, of course, has, you know, it's got its history in comedy horror and just, like, the goriest, most visceral, you know, horrific horror at the same time, and I'm wondering if maybe they're going to kind of split that out or something and make the other one more comedic and have this guy make one that is just... like, really, really horrifying, because Infested shows that this guy, Sebastian Vanacek, has a, like, a real kind of visceral, dark sensibility here. At least that's what it seems like. And this movie is super, super intense. And, you know, I think, like, if you look back to the, I think it was 2013, the Fede Alvarez Evil Dead, which was super, super intense. And
which I have nothing to add yet, but I want to.
Yeah, it's super, super intense. And I think worth checking out, which even though most remakes usually are not, but that one does a really great job. But yeah, I'm curious to see what this guy's point of view is going to be on, like, Evil Dead. If it's going to mix in the humor, or if it's just going to be like, let's make the goriest and most violent thing that we can make. I kind of feel it's going to be that, based off of what he's done here in Infested. But we will see. I'll go to another puzzle piece since you also had Evil Dead Rise, and go with Attack the Block, which is such a fun creature feature of a movie, which features an alien invasion hitting the inner city, basically. And you definitely get these kinds of characters that, you know, they have their crew, and there's, like, a really, really great hip-hop soundtrack to it. And in this movie, Infested, they're selling, like, bootleg stuff and stolen stuff and, you know, maybe drugs and things like that. And, like, you kind of get, like, a very different kind of set of characters than you would get in, like, your traditional horror movie. And they are so much more well equipped to deal with these, you know, issues than your average, like, you know, people out in the suburbs or whatever. And so it's really fun to watch them, like, just really fight back against the creatures in Attack the Block. And the same in Infested, they are, like, just, like, all in on just fighting back against these spiders. And I really love that about it. And, you know, speaking of that soundtrack, I absolutely loved the French hip hop soundtrack of Infested. I haven't really been listening to a lot of hip hop lately, but I just thought that they really picked a lot of great tracks on this.
Yeah, definitely. It does add to the vibe of the movie in that sense. And then Attack the Block, a movie that I have not seen yet. I've always heard love for it, but it definitely sounds like it would be something that I'm in the mood for. And you brought up Geelings as well. It's funny because with Infested, you've got Caleb doing Geelings with shoes, which I found to be a funny little detail. And then, of course, also with interests and bugs, creepy little bugs.
Yeah, it's actually so perfect because, like, even when I was a kid, like, as scared as I am of bugs and spiders and stuff now, when I was a kid, I played with bugs like any kid did, and we put them in shoe boxes. So it was, like, kind of perfect that he's, you know, dealing with shoes, and he's got shoe boxes to put the bugs in. And of course they can, these are, like, evil, scary bugs from the Middle East, from a hole in the middle of nowhere. Like, of course they could dig their way through a damn shoebox, which you just knew that was coming, and that was great.
Escape containment.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, if you haven't seen Attack the Block, I actually just saw it for the first time like a month ago, and it is fantastic. It absolutely lives up to its reputation, so I would definitely recommend that. But what do you got for your next puzzle piece?
Well, for me, I'm picking now Arachnophobia, which I actually saw just today. I saw it after watching Infested, just to dive more into the spider mood. And Arachnophobia, it's funny because I had actually seen, my mom had shown me clips of that movie years and years ago, and it always stuck with me. And I was like, okay, I'll watch that whole movie someday. And then I made that day today. And it's still, like, arachnophobia still holds up pretty well with the spider scares. It's funny, so tonally it's definitely different from Infested.
Sure.
Because arachnophobia is significantly lighter. It's an Amblin movie, so it does have that Amblin tone of the humor. It's got some charm woven into it. But then that's the piece where it is genuinely creepy, genuinely terrifying.
Sure.
With all the spiders. And just having, like, it uses a lot of practical spiders, but then it did bring in an animatronic spider, this big old creature, so much bigger than the other practical spiders. But yeah, that movie came out in 1990, and I really did enjoy that one. So it's nice to watch that right after Infested and be able to connect between them. And one does take place in a suburban home, as in the apartment complex.
Sure, sure.
And also, I want to note that Francis Bay, both Arachnophobia and Critters 3.
Nice. It's got a spider thing going on there. But yeah, I wanted to rewatch Arachnophobia before this recording because I knew it would come up, and I haven't seen it in, you know, so many years. But I did want to mention that about the practical effects, because I didn't read up on Infested on whether or not any of it was practical. I assume it's all CGI, but I think they did a really great job of making it feel visceral and make it feel real. I don't know if you're, like, aware of any of that, whether or not any of it is practical, but, yeah, I mean, the practical effects of Arachnophobia, that does add a layer of creepiness, even if the tone is still, like, kind of comedic at the same time.
And Infested, as a start, they do use practical spiders at the beginning, but then as it progresses, then they move towards CGI. And
sure.
I do think the CGI, what up for me, like, I thought it was pretty effectively liked and was able to get the fear, the terror out of me. A lot of moments where I can actually see CGI. Just like, oh no, I'm just seeing spiders here. And it's frightening me.
Yes, absolutely. So I will go on to, I'm going to go with a movie that I love. Not a lot of people love it, but Rampage, the video game adaptation with The Rock.
Oh,
but
interesting.
I wanted to bring this one up because The Rock, he is a trainer of gorillas, and he loves his buddy George and doesn't want to see him get hurt, even in the midst of George growing and turning into this, you know, giant monster that's destroying everything. And that whole idea of, like, he's got to stop the mayhem, but at the same time, he wants to protect his buddy. The main character here, Caleb, is, you know, he really wants to see that spider not get hurt. He wants to not see any spiders get hurt. They're all really, you know, they're all animal lovers, really, in this movie. And, you know, we get that whole backstory of him and his friends wanted to open a reptile zoo at one point, and they have no intention of hurting any of them. And that made me think of The Rock and the way that his character in Rampage just really wanted to keep this giant overgrown gorilla safe, even as it's destroying buildings and everything.
Okay, yeah, I like that. It goes a little out there, a little far out there, but I like the connection there. And I have not seen Rampage. It's a movie that I'm like, oh, you know, I have my eye on it sometimes. And I'm like, you know, maybe I'll check it out. We'll see.
It's like very goofy. It's very, very goofy. But it delivers if you want to see a giant gorilla and giant lizard and a giant wolf all tearing apart buildings and fighting with each other. It delivers on that promise. So that's why I love it so much. But,
you know, I did recently watch a Skyscraper also with The Rock. And that one, I actually did like Skyscraper more than I expected it to. It's not necessarily a good movie per se.
Sure.
I had some fun with it, even while it's clearly ripping off Die Hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what do you got for your next piece?
For my next piece here, this is intriguing because I'm not picking this one necessarily because of how it connects to the whole movie, but because there's one scene in Infested that I'm connecting this to, and it's Taxi Driver. Because there's one scene in Infested where a resident in the building is talking to himself in the mirror in a way that is very similar to what Bickle does and Taxi Driver, and it's like, this is like a very interesting way to do this. Like, it really has a strong connection here that really makes me think of Taxi Driver, and it's just like, I wonder if this was intentional or if it's just an accidental little reference here, but that's why I'm picking Taxi Driver here.
Something I like that
I was not expecting to pick here, but
That's a fun moment, and I definitely see that connection there with that character. And it also makes me wonder, again, like, back to this director, you know, doing the next Evil Dead. You know, he's clearly like a movie guy, you know, like he loves his movies, and like something like a Taxi Driver, like just a classic movie to reference something like that. You know, maybe there's a little bit more sense of humor here that will, you know, creep its way into an Evil Dead movie. So we'll see. But I like that. That's a fun one. I've got one that is also maybe it's specifically one moment, although you could probably bring it into the whole movie as well. That's Alien in general, like the whole series. But the idea of run, you know, that whole moment, like when he just screams it out, like that is like such a big part of like all of the Alien marketing and all the Alien movies. And it's been in the movies as well. But the idea that these creatures that are just killing machines, basically, they have no goals, no end game to anything. They just have this instinct to protect themselves and kill everything. And you just better get out of the way. Definitely made me think of Alien.
Alien, yeah. And also, Alien is having its theatrical release, which is nice to see. And people, one of my friends is going out to see that in theaters. But yeah, I
right
like
on.
That. In general, Alien is a staple, obviously, of horror cinema, and I've seen the first two movies, but I want to watch more of them, check out more of the series.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one other thing, actually, Alien related, I was going to mention. There's that moment where the dog eats a dead spider, and this is something that did not happen in Infested, but I really thought that was going to then come back later and like, you know, lay eggs or whatever and burst out of the dog's chest or something like that. Very much like the original Alien. That would have been disgusting, but great.
I know. And see, that reminds me, now I'm thinking of the moment in Arachnophobia where there's a spider that scares off new animals. Like a spider that scares off a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
And then the spider gets picked up by a crow.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Yeah.
All great stuff. Well, what do you got for your next piece?
My next piece here, I am picking Beck due to the apartment connection and the frantic energy that Infested plunges itself into really like towards the second half of the movie. Because it's funny because I remember watching Wreck, and that movie was, by the way, it's just like a horrifying movie to watch. Like, that was definitely one of the more anxiety, just purely anxiety-inducing movies and horror genre that I've seen. But Wreck is a movie where I was, you know, I was feeling some fear, some dread for the first half, and then it's the second half of the movie that was really just spiking up the anxiety and connect that to Infested. A movie that I would admit, for Infested, I wasn't as engaged for the first half of it as I wanted to be. But it is the second half where it really was spiking up my fear. And in a way that Wreck was also doing. Again, the second half was just like, let's amp up the tension here. Amp up the horror.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. I've actually never seen Wreck, but one of my friends suggested it as a puzzle piece here. So you're, you know, absolutely. That was found footage, wasn't it?
Yes, found footage.
Yeah.
Wreck is definitely worth watching.
I wonder if there's a good found footage bug or spider movie. That seems like it would be a genre that would fit really well.
Oh, that must exist somewhere. But I'm not aware of it at the moment, but I'm sure it has to exist somewhere.
That would be horrific. I will go with one more puzzle piece. And I actually brought this one up earlier this year on another episode, but I wanted to bring it up here as well. It is Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. I don't know if you saw this TV series, but obviously about Jeffrey Dahmer. And there's like a whole part to that show in that, you know, we get to know all of the other people who lived in the apartment building where Jeffrey Dahmer lived, and they could smell through the wall like that there was this awful stuff happening in that apartment. And the idea that you could be living in this apartment building and right next door are all these spiders and bugs and creatures and all this stuff going on, just the worst neighbor to live next to. Even though this guy, you know, he's a nice guy, he's a good guy, he's just doing his thing, he's not trying to bother anybody, and by all accounts, he's a stand-up citizen, but the fact that his room is filled with bugs, I would never want to live next to that, just like I wouldn't want to live next to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah. creepy, and yeah, I remember when that show was all over the internet when it first came out, it was on taking over online social media, people were talking about it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I like that connection.
It was a good one. Do you have any more pieces you want to bring up?
I'll bring up one more piece here, and that is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, which of course has plenty of its own spider crap going on. And watching this movie, just watching all the little spider movements and spider creepy crawlies.
Sure.
Throughout Infested, it did make me think a lot about Chamber of Secrets and the critters in that movie. And Aragog and the forest. And like, even I even feel some little skitters over my body as I think about it some more.
Yeah, absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. You know what? As long as you're bringing that up, you know, a big mainstream, you know, adventure, family friendly adventure, I'm going to throw in one more, actually a double dose of Peter Jackson here, because Lord of the Rings, you also have a big giant spider creature that is horrific. Yeah. And also King Kong. Whenever I think of bugs and spiders and creatures, that bug pit in King Kong, it really can't be beat. That is still the creepiest thing I've ever seen as somebody who's scared of bugs. So I think it fits on the list as well. So
yeah, it's funny because I actually, when I was recently casting with a couple of friends, and we actually had brought up King Kong into the conversation, and we're talking about that and the bug specifically, and Andy Serkis getting gobbled up by the big worm creatures. And I just feel like if bugs like that actually existed, they were that huge and they were that menacing, it's like, oh dear, they would just overpower us human beings.
I barely want to be alive if bugs were that big, but that's just, oh god, it's terrifying. But yeah, I'm gonna read down our list of puzzle pieces. We'll get into some closing thoughts here on Infested, but we talked about Critters 3, Evil Dead Rise, Attack the Block, Arachnophobia, Rampage, Taxi Driver, Alien, Wreck, Monster of the Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Lord of the Rings, and King Kong. We got to know a lot of good stuff here, I think. Some creepy stuff, but also some great fun movies. One thing we didn't get into here that I would like to throw in as not necessarily a puzzle piece, but just maybe like a little bit of a tangent. I love that at the end, the police show up and just make everything worse. I was trying to think of a good puzzle piece for that, because I'm sure there's a movie that I'm not thinking of where that kind of happens.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that too. And I'm like, but like, how am I not like, as many movies as I've seen, especially horror movies, how am I not able to think of one that I can form a good connection to?
Yeah.
That was frustrating, but yes, that is definitely worth bringing up. It feels like the movie is weaving in just a bit of commentary on police, and it's like both being incompetent and also brutal police brutality, and it's just like, yeah, they were not helping, as you said. No, they did not provide good assistance.
Yeah, not at all. I would also shout out, I didn't write down her name, but the landlord, the Asian lady who goes up there with the that spray can, oh my god, was she funny.
Yeah, I just, but she's shaking the cans and she's prepared, but oh no, gets killed off anyways. Oh no.
Oh my God. She was great though. And she just did not care at all. Just went right up there with the bug spray. Like it was nothing. Any other thoughts, anything that you wanted to mention before we wrap this up?
I'll mention the lighting. I actually really did admire the lighting for this mm-hmm. movie. It added a nice mood to it. And it also avoided the pitfall of making me frustrated, making me squint at what I'm watching. Because sometimes I watch movies and it's just like, lighting could be handled more effectively here. I don't want to squint at what I'm seeing, even if I turn off the brightness of my screen.
Sure.
I'm not squinting. But for Infested, the lighting was able to just let me see what I need to see. And also, again, added a nice mood, like a dim mood to the movie, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And also the tunnel scene, the hallway scene. Shout out to the hallway scene.
Oh, yeah. That was a great use of lighting and a lot of fun with lighting. And lighting is something that has been, I feel like, skimped on a lot, especially in recent horror movies. And so I do think they do a great job here. And it helps sell those CGI spiders because, you know, that could be a downgrade from something like an Arachnophobia. But, you know, they really kind of balanced everything out between the effects, the lighting, and really, like, making that effective. So, yeah, I think lighting goes a long way for selling all that and selling all those scares and jumps. But yeah, I think that does it for Infested. Arthur, is there another movie you watched recently you'd like to recommend to my listeners?
You know what? I am going to go with Chance. It's not a movie that I've seen recently. It's just a movie that I'm shouting out because I have lots of love for it. And I will be rewatching it in the near future, though, because I'll be doing a podcast guest spot and rewatching it for that. But Chance, that is a Danny Boyle movie, a neo-noir crime thriller that I have lots of love for. I've been recommending it to my buddies, my friends, and a few of them have seen it and actually have not been wild about it, admittedly. I would admit, like, it has its flaws. It's not perfect, but you know what? It's got lots of style, lots of... It just really messes with your mind. And Chance, I have lots of love for the movie. It's grown to be an all-time favorite of mine. Yeah.
Right on.
So Danny Boyle. I'm surprised, honestly, more people haven't seen it because I feel like it is one of those more underseen movies. And it is, again, a Danny Boyle movie. It has James McAvoy, Rosario Dawson, Vincent Cassel in it. So, you know, I think more people should see it. I love it.
I'm going to have to watch that. I've actually never seen it. And I think I've seen most of Danny Boyle's movies. So, yeah, that's surprising. I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Worth
right
watching.
On. Right on. Well, tell people where they can find you and your podcast and everything you're up to.
Well, I am online. I have my socials for this podcast. For my podcast, 2 Cents Critic, you can find that on Twitter at 2_CentsCritic and on Instagram at 2CentsCriticPod. And my personal account, you can find them on Twitter, GoodPod, StoryGraph, Letterboxd, and TikTok at Arthur_Ant18. And I'm also on Goodreads and Arthur Howell. And you can find me on all the socials there. I have link trees too, so the link trees make it easy to find me online. And again, 2 Cents Critic. That's where I do my reviews and recaps of books, movies, and TV shows with special guests, where I use my platform in light of this current Palestinian genocide to demand an immediate and permanent ceasefire and support of free Palestine. Also, I'm not sure when this episode will drop, but I just want to say that as of this recording, I will be heading into a whole 3 months on 2 Cents Critic. It's a whole month of covering Rebecca Hall movies throughout May, and that is something I call the Rebecca Hall of Fame. Credit to my friend Jared, who has actually been on my podcast a few times, and he came up with that name. Again, Rebecca Hall of Fame, because she's one of my all-time favorite actors. So this has been a long time coming. I've been hatched in the schedule and worked a while covering her movies on the show, and I'm pumped to dive into that.
Right on. I should put you in touch with a friend of the show, Joe Black. He is a big Rebecca Hall fan. So maybe get you guys working together on something. But awesome. Thank you so much for doing the show. Glad to finally get you on. I know we've been talking about it for a while.
Welcome.
Hopefully you can take a break from the spider movies for a little bit here.
Yes. You know, I watched 2 in 1 day, so I feel like that's good for a bit, just a tiny bit of time.
Yeah, take a break now for sure. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation about Infested. Thanks to Arthur Howell for joining me on that one, and thank you to all of you for listening. If you're enjoying Piecing It Together, make sure you are subscribed wherever it is that you're listening, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Spotify, wherever it is. You can make sure you're subscribed or following, and maybe even drop a little 5-star rating and review. It helps make sure that more people check out the show. You could also follow us on social media at Piecing Pod, join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, and don't forget, we do have a Patreon, the Produced by David Rosen Patreon, where I post bonus and advanced content from Piecing It Together, as well as video versions of some episodes of the podcast. Also, there is bonus content from Awesome Movie Year and from my music career, so lots of great stuff over there. It's patreon.com/bydavidrosen. I appreciate you being out there listening, but if you want to support the show, you can do it by signing up. Again, it's patreon.com/bydavidrosen. And with that said, let's close this out with a piece of music like I always do. And I wanted to find something a little on the creepy crawly side of things. And on my first album, Echoes in the Dark, I had a song called Centipede. And I'm grossed out by spiders, I'm grossed out by bugs, I'm grossed out by centipedes, all the above. I'm grossed out by this song that I made. It creeps me out. Hopefully it creeps you out too. We'll be back with more Piecing It Together real soon.
an All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.